What's good, everybody, man? This is your guy, Manny, and this is the Talking Sports with Manny YouTube channel, Talking Sports with Manny podcast. So for those of you guys that are watching live, y'all get to see the visuals and the whole nine. And for those of you guys who love to support everything I do, please go check out the pod on Apple, Spotify, and wherever else you get your podcasts, just in case you're traveling and you don't feel like watching a video. So my reaction to the Super Bowl was a great game. It was a game that we all wanted. It's something that we were all expecting, right? We all wanted a good game. And we got that good game. Patrick Mahomes is unbelievable. Jalen Hurts is unbelievable as well. We got to give these guys their props. I'm going to share my screen and kind of go through the box score and kind of go through the game story real quick. But yeah, man, I really enjoyed the game. It came down to the last minute, and then there was some heroics in this game. Let me get to it real quick. Sorry, guys. All right, here it is. And the halftime show was great. So people didn't like Rihanna halftime show. I loved it, actually. I felt it was a great performance by Rihanna. And it was overall a great game. Like I said, it was one of those things that you want to have, like a game where you have, you know, high scoring and, you know, lots of excitement, lots of points. A lot of times you get into these games, and then these games, you don't get the points. You don't get the excitement that you want. So to be able to get all of this in one was just beautiful. It was just awesome. The Eagles have a trio of running backs. Jalen Hurts leading that group, 15 carries for 70 yards. And everybody was wondering, where was Miles Sanders getting 7 carries, 16 yards? Kenneth Gainwell, 7 carries, 21 yards. Boston Scott, 3 carries, 8 yards. And these guys were ineffective running the ball. And now you have all these people in the fantasy world or the fantasy landscape that are really, really hating on Miles Sanders. I think that Miles Sanders is a good player. But for some reason, everybody's hating on Miles Sanders right now. So you got Devontae Smith, who was unbelievable. 7 catches, 100 yards. A.J. Brown, 6 catches, 96 yards. Dallas Goedert, 6 catches, 60 yards. They have one of the better trio of weapons in the entire league. Devontae Smith is just, like, his upside is insane. This guy makes unbelievable catches over and over and over again. And, you know, you got guys like Dallas Goedert making plays as well. So it's going to be interesting to see what do the Eagles do next year to kind of add to this team. You will figure that guys like Pascal and Quez Watkins, those guys possibly move from the team and then they add more weapons. Because it seems like, from what I read today, Eagles fans, they're kind of mad. They're all pissed off. They're all saying, oh, if we had this kind of running back. But you got to give credit to what the Chiefs were able to do. They took away the run. It didn't matter who you put into the game. They took away the run. Jalen Hurts was effective getting all these fourth and ones, fourth and inches. It just works for them. They line up Jalen Hurts, and they have somebody behind him pushing him through. The NFL needs to revisit, how is it that you can have an offensive player pushing you forward, and that counts. That's legal. So you can't get upset when that happens. You just have to learn how to do that as well. So that's kind of why you saw Jalen Hurts with 15 carries. I mean, he had a lot of carries. He was the most effective runner for the Eagles, and he had 3 rushing touchdowns. So that takes away from what a Gainwell and Miles Sanders and Boston Scott would do. Boston Scott being a free agent, he's probably possibly gone. Miles Sanders, free agent, he's possibly gone. You can see the Eagles drafting a running back that actually fits their system. They're going to draft the upgrade that's better than Miles Sanders. But I think that Miles Sanders had a phenomenal season. He had a great season, actually. You know, 1,200 yards rushing, 11 touchdowns, 4.9 yards per carry. You can't be mad at Miles Sanders. He just had a bad game. And you don't expect your guys to have a good game every single game, right? So back to this box score. The Eagles did everything that they possibly could to win this game. Obviously, there was that fumble where Jalen Hurts fumbled, and I think it was Nick Bolton. He grabbed the fumble and returned it back for a touchdown. That was unbelievable. And he almost did it again with the whole Boston Scott thing. He caught the ball. He took one step and got hit. It was a controversial call, but I believe it was the right call. Boston Scott did not fumble there, you know, because he didn't take the extra step. He did catch the ball. Took one step, got hit, and it's not a catch. And he took two steps and then gets hit. And then Nick Bolton, if Nick Bolton returns another another fumble for return for touchdown, he's possibly the Super Bowl MVP. Literally, he changed the game. See, people don't realize what a great player Nick Bolton is. You know, second round pick, Missouri, I believe. He's had a great season, and then he played so well in the Super Bowl. A guy that had 108 tackles during the season, two sacks, one fumble recovery, two interceptions. He's a great middle linebacker. He's going to be a pretty good one for a long time. And this is what happens when you draft well. When you draft well, you have the luxury of having these players that perform at peak levels for the price that you're paying them. You're paying Nick Bolton right now peanuts. And that's what happens to these championship-type caliber teams. They were able to get to Jalen Hurts, Leo Chanel. That's another guy, another linebacker that they grabbed, I think, in the mid to late rounds. Leo Chanel, I think he's from Wisconsin. Nice young player right here. Had a sack yesterday. And then also you had another sack by Saunders. So that's two sacks. And then, the funny thing is, everybody wants to talk about the refs, right? We're going to get to that controversial play at the end. So people want to talk about the refs, but then when you look at it, the Eagles had zero sacks. As good as a pass rush team as the Eagles have, they could not generate enough pressure or sacks against Patrick Mahomes. And that was the difference. And this is Patrick Mahomes with a bad ankle. He literally had one leg, and he was able to kind of get this thing done. So, beautiful, beautiful. All right, so let's go ahead and move on. So, sorry, I got sidetracked. I got an important text that came in. So let's look at what the Chiefs are able to do offensively. If you look at a game, if you told me that Patrick Mahomes was only going to pass for 182 yards, forget the touchdowns. If you tell me Patrick Mahomes passes for 182 yards and the team rushes for 158 yards total, I possibly tell you the Chiefs lose this game. Chiefs defense has been up and down, but they've had a good defense overall, but not a great defense, right? They were able to get destroyed in the passing game. You know, Jalen Hurts, four total touchdowns. He would have been the Super Bowl MVP had they won the game. He hit longs of 45 yards to both Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. One resulted in a touchdown. But if you tell me that Patrick Mahomes had 27 pass attempts, had 182 yards, I would tell you the Chiefs lost this game. But because of the great play from Nick Bolton, right, and then because of Patrick Mahomes playing opportunity ball, meaning that he had great field position because of Kadarius Toney, which we're going to talk about. He had great field position. He had the defense playing very well. He had the turnover for score. He didn't have to do as much. They were losing in the first half. They had a 10-point deficit. But in that second half, they picked up steam, and they were able to kind of pick up this game and kind of get this win. I mean, they had 17 big points in the fourth quarter to the Eagles' 8, and that was the difference of the game. You know, the Eagles scoring that touchdown and going for a 2-point conversions, converting that, tying the game at 35 apiece, and then we all know how that ended. But look at Isaiah Pacheco, a guy drafted in the 7th round, was able to come out here and have a peak performance. 15 carries, 76 rushing yards. He was 5.1 yards per carry. I mean, the guy was phenomenal. Had longs of 24, had some big runs as well. And then also was able to get a touchdown. Patrick Mahomes, 6 carries, 44 yards. None bigger than that last scramble. I call that the run. Patrick Mahomes was able to literally hobble, put the team on his back. He didn't care about his injury. He fought. He got that first down, and that's what propelled them to the win. Shout out to Travis Kelce, man. In the beginning, he was unstoppable. Through the game, he kind of like fizzled out. 6 receptions, 81 yards, and a score. That's just what Travis Kelce does. 6 receptions off of 6 targets. He should have been targeted more, but they kind of took him out of the game. Juju Smith-Schuster played well, 7 catches, 53 yards. But outside of that, there was really nothing else in the passing game for this team. You know, Noah Gray had that, you know, wasn't Noah Gray. Kelce had a score, but then Kadarius Toney had that easy score. Sky Moore had that easy score. And these are two guys that were question marks. When you look at the wide receiving core for the Chiefs, if you remove Kelce, they don't win this game. So Smith-Schuster played well, but he's possibly leaving in free agency. So they're going to be bringing in somebody else who's better than Smith-Schuster to kind of help this team. This was like just a wheel, a willed game. Mahomes literally willed them to this, you know, to this win. You had a guy like Jody Fortson and Marquez Valdes-Scantling was targeted one time, didn't catch one. And it was a nice pass by Mahomes. He just didn't catch it. Sky Moore, one target, one catch, 4 yards, touchdown. You know, Kadarius Toney, same thing. One target, one catch, 5 yards and a touchdown. But Kadarius Toney's impact was far more than just offensively. You know, on the special teams, he was amazing. He had 2 punt returns for 77 yards, and he had that big, long, 65-yard long punt return that I called when he caught it. I'm like, hey, this is a touchdown. It just felt like a touchdown. You can kind of, like, feel when a punt returner is going to have, you know, a good like a good return or, like, a good game or a good, you know, it was just good vibes. So I said, man, this is going to be a Kadarius Toney touchdown, and he returned this thing. And like I said, that's why the Chiefs' offense didn't have to do much, but the defense really had to step up, you know, because the Eagles were moving the ball at will. It was just a beautiful game. When you look at it in its totality, beautiful game. So, yeah, man, so it's going to be interesting to see what the Chiefs do next year. I definitely see a scenario where they're going to be adding to this receiving corps. Juju Smith-Schuster's gone. Justin Watson, he's possibly gone. Jerick McKinnon had a great season to end the year, but yesterday he was okay. He had some plays. I'm not even gonna lie. He did have some plays. He's a big part of what they do. But you can definitely see the Chiefs drafting a running back in this draft to kind of add to this group. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I don't know what he's doing. But the funny thing about the whole situation is that you had guys like Melvin Gordon and even guys like Ronald Jones. These guys are, you know, posing with the, you know, with a trophy. And I'm like, man, these guys are on the team. It's kind of hard to imagine that those guys were on the team. But, hey, those guys are now Super Bowl champions. It just is what it is. Melvin Gordon went from being cut by Denver to now being on the Chiefs and, you know, receiving that award. So when you look at it, the Chiefs, I want to say the Chiefs got lucky. Because, to be honest, offensively, I did not trust what they brought to the table. There was no scenario that I was thinking that a Juju Smith-Schuster-led team with Kelce was enough for this Eagles defense that has been good all year. That just shows you the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. When you needed him, he was able to run, gain that first down, and then also McKinnon could have scored, but he kneels the ball. And that was just smart thinking, smart plays. They were able to run out of clock all the way down to as far as they could. You know, they kicked the field goal. Butker was able to, you know, redeem himself because he missed a easy, I wouldn't say easy because he's considered a really good kicker, right? You can't miss a 42-yard field goal in a big game. You can't miss any field goals in a big game. If it's inside the 50, I expect you as a kicker to go ahead and knock that down and, you know, help your team. That missed field goal could have been the difference of this game. Had he made that field goal, we might not be, you know, game might not be as close as it was yesterday. I'm just saying, like, it will not be a situation where, okay, it's 35-35. It would have been 38-35 regardless had he made that field goal. But he redeemed himself and was able to knock down the next field goal. And that was just great for him. Great for him. I can't be mad at him now at this point making the biggest play of the game, which is that game winner. So this is where legends are made. You've had kickers that have come in and made a name from just kicking field goals, kicking game-winning field goals. Adam Vinatieri comes to mind, and as well as so many others. So it's going to be interesting to see the direction that these two teams go. Both really, really good teams this year. Obviously, the Eagles had that record. They were the best team in the league for most of the year. Kansas City fought hard. There were games that they could have lost. But Kansas City overall just kind of found ways to win all year. And they all deserve this. I mean, this is great for guys like Nick Bolton, Justin Reed, a guy that nobody wanted. You know, he's found a place. Trent McDuffie, nice little rookie. Juan Thornhill, you know, they have so many players that are so deserving. Frank Clark, some vets, Chris Jones. This is possibly Chris Jones' second championship, if I'm not mistaken. So for Mahomes to be this early in his career, to accomplish what he's accomplished has been amazing to see. And I saw Stephen A. talking earlier today, and they were asking him, do you think that Patrick Mahomes has a chance to reach Tom Brady's 7 rings? That's going to be tough. People look at Tom Brady's 7 rings and think, oh, it's so easy. It is not easy. Although Patrick Mahomes has been in the AFC Championship game 5 years in a row, he's only had two championships. He's been to three and won two. And this one could have definitely gone the other way. Let's go ahead and talk about that James Bradbury play. Juju Smith-Schuster runs his route, and James Bradbury grabs him. And that even set them up even further. That was an automatic first down. So people want to talk about, you know, the refs or this or that. The Eagles blew a lead. They let these guys score 17 points in the fourth quarter. That's what it all boils down to. The Eagles' defense, when was needed, wasn't there, wasn't available. So before you talk about the refs, and then I hear like the commentator saying, oh, you don't make that call. You do make that call. If you don't make that call, that's worse than not making a call. Yeah, I get it. It's a tight game. But at the end of the day, you have to be fair. And if the rules are the rules, the rules are the rules. It doesn't matter at what stage of the game it is. You grabbed, because if you didn't grab, that would have been a completion. The connection that you know, Mahomes had with Smith-Schuster was amazing. They were connecting all night, all night, all night, all night. So on that play, it would have been a first down either way it went. If you don't grab, it's possibly a first down. If you do grab, it's a first down either way it goes. So Bradbury, he's going to be one of those guys that's a free agent that could come back, might not come back. But I do expect James Bradbury to come back. Great game, like I said, guys. Awesome season for both teams. Who did the Kansas City Chiefs even lose to this year? They lost to the Colts, which is a mistake. They lost to the Bills. That's respectable. And then you lose to the Bengals. That's another respectable match. I mean, another respectable loss. And let's see who the Eagles lost to. The Eagles lost to my Washington Commanders. I want to go ahead and put that out there. Yes, I remember that. They lost to the Cowboys, which were a good team in the regular season, and then they lost to the Saints. Losing to the Saints made no sense to me, but, I mean, you deserve one bad loss, right? But them losing to the Cowboys and losing to the Saints, it kind of, like, put them in a position to where folks were talking about, do you think the Eagles get this number one seed? Had they lost to the Giants, do the Eagles make it to the Super Bowl? We have to ask ourselves this because the Eagles put themselves in position with all the games they won earlier on to be in a position to get that number one seed and then to avoid certain teams. Would the Eagles be in the playoffs if Brock Purdy doesn't get hurt? Right? So it's a lot of different scenarios, a lot of ifs and wishes and buts and its and this and that. At the end of the day, the Eagles are a great team, even though I don't like the Eagles, obviously being a Commanders fan, but you got to give credit to where credit is due. Eagles were phenomenal all year, and you cannot take that away from them. Jalen Hurts, phenomenal story. I love Jalen Hurts. Do I love Jalen Hurts being an Eagle? No. I love that he's an Eagle. But at the end of the day, Jalen Hurts was amazing. And let's just look at just what he did in the regular season. You know, he should have won MVP, but, you know, you give it to a guy like Mahomes because Mahomes was able to do more for his team with less. They are a less talented team than they were last year. Jalen Hurts has arguably two top seven wide receivers on his team. So, kind of goes like this, right? And then you have Miles Sanders, who had a great year with 1,200 plus yards and 11 touchdowns. So who had more weapons? You know what I'm saying? So Jalen Hurts, 3,700 yards passing. That's amazing for a guy that they say all he does is run the ball. If he ran less, he would have had 4,000 yards easily with the weapons that he has. Miles Sanders, like I said, 1,200 yards plus, 11 touchdowns. That was amazing. A.J. Brown, 1,400 yards. This was a guy that the Titans didn't pay. This guy came out, you know, was targeted 144 times, caught 88 of those, and then he's a touchdown machine. He's a touchdown magnet, 11 touchdowns. A.J. Brown had a phenomenal season. Devontae Smith, another guy that had a phenomenal season, 1,100 yards, 7 touchdowns, was targeted 136 times, and caught 95 receptions. This is a guy that could have easily had 130 receptions if there was no A.J. Brown. But if there's no A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith doesn't get as open as he normally do get. I mean, he's just a guy that creates separation. So what I'm saying is that the Eagles are set up to win for years to come. There's going to come a time when you got to pay Jalen Hurts, and then it gets interesting because guess what? You've paid A.J. Brown, you're paying Jalen Hurts. Pretty soon you have to pay Devontae Smith. But before you get to that point, you enjoy every moment while you have it, which is why I think that the Eagles don't pay Miles Sanders. He has to be the piece to leave in order for them to pay Jalen Hurts when it's time, in order for them to pay some of the guys that they need to pay defensively. Jason Kelce, phenomenal career so far. He's 35. He looks like he's 49. Does he retire? What happens there? So the Eagles have a lot of question marks. If they draft the wrong running back, they go backwards. So when you look at teams and you wonder, how come these teams don't repeat? How come these teams don't get back to Super Bowl? It's very hard to get back to Super Bowl. But they have a special quarterback in Jalen Hurts. They have a good backup in Gardner Minshew if they decide to keep him. You have to have the pieces in place. Dallas Goedert had a great season, even with Dallas Goedert only playing 12 games. This guy had 55 receptions for 702 yards. Had he played 17 games, he would have easily been at 800, maybe 900 yards receiving. He's that good. He's that good of a player. He's that good of a weapon. He's that good of a threat to opposing defenses. Also had 3 touchdowns. So, like I said, they have one of the better trio of wide receivers in the league. Next year, if they keep this group together between these top 3 guys, you can expect Jalen Hurts to take that next level, which is anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000 yards passing. Yes, I said 4 to 5,000 yards passing. I do honestly believe that Jalen Hurts has the talent around him and the arm talent to go ahead and do that. So there were talks about him having a shoulder injury. That was why when he threw the ball on that last play, it was like 30 yards short. For whatever the reason was, he could have been nervous. The field was pretty terrible. He might have slipped. Who knows? Who cares? All I can tell you guys is that Jalen Hurts had a great year. And also, let's look at what he did rushing-wise. You know, he had 165 yards rushing. 65 attempts for 760 rushing yards. And then he had 13 rushing touchdowns. So Jalen Hurts was amazing. This is almost as good, if not better, than the Lamar Jackson MVP year, right? Go compare that Lamar Jackson MVP year to this Jalen Hurts MVP caliber year, and you'll see that. For me, I would give the slight edge to Jalen Hurts, not just the winning record, but also, the way that he did it. Nothing against Lamar. He won it fair and square, but Jalen Hurts, they are in set up to have a great team for years to come with those corners, Slay and Bradbury, 2 good corners. And then one interesting thing about the Eagles that I want to point out before I go to the Chiefs. The Eagles had four guys that had at least 11 sacks each or more in the regular season. When was the last time you saw a defense that had 4 guys with 11 or more sacks? Exactly. The Eagles had 4 guys. They had Theo Riddick, who had 16. You have Jason Hargrave, who had 11. Brandon Graham, who had 11. Josh Sweat had 11, right? All 4 guys played at least 16 games each, right? But why is it in the biggest game, none of these guys can create that same kind of magic? Credit goes to that Chiefs offensive line. We remember what the Chiefs offensive line looked like years ago when they played against the Buccaneers. They got destroyed. That offensive line has been a problem. So it goes to show you that you can have a great quarterback. You can have a good offensive line around them. Offensive line doesn't have to be great, just good, right? A good offensive line around them. And then he's going to elevate, if he's a great quarterback, he's going to elevate guys like Smith-Schuster, who used to be something. He's not what he used to be, right? Guys like Kadarius Toney, who was a castaway. Guys like Sky Moore, who's trying to find his footing in the NFL. This is what great quarterbacks do. Eric Bieniemy, he's going to be a guy that should have a coaching job, but because of the politics of the NFL, he won't get a coaching job just yet. So he's looking at the Ravens. He's looking at Washington. I'm hoping he comes to Washington. And let's say Eric comes out there and he's able to call plays and make Sam Howell look decent. That's a testament. And then let's just say if the Commanders have a bad season with Eric being there, they can fire Ron Rivera, make Eric the coach. So I think Eric is looking for where can he go as an offensive coordinator to where if things don't work out, he can be a head coach. If he comes there and the offense is good as the Lions offense last year, right? But they had like a 7-9 record or 8 wins, 6-7 wins, something like that. You can see where Eric becomes a coach and then possibly might have a chance to draft his quarterback next year. So there's so many possibilities for Eric Bieniemy. I can never get his name right. So we looked at the Eagles. Let's go ahead and look at the Chiefs before I go ahead and end this podcast. So let's look at what was Patrick Mahomes able to do with a less talented team than he had last year, right? So when you look at it, people are saying, oh, Patrick Mahomes shouldn't have won the MVP. And what? Are you serious? Did you see what Patrick Mahomes was able to do in the regular season? 5,200 yards passing. Let's talk about that first. Let me see if this is a career high for Patrick Mahomes, because it just seems like he's breaking records, you know, every single year. Every single year he's doing something special. So this 5,200 yards is the best passing career for Patrick Mahomes. Let's put all that Tyreek Hill made Patrick Mahomes. No, it's the other way around. Patrick Mahomes made Tyreek Hill look better than what he actually is. Tyreek Hill is a phenomenal talent. I'm not saying that Tyreek Hill is not a phenomenal talent. But look what he was able to do. 5,200 yards passing, right? Career high. Then he had 41 passing touchdowns with less weapons. His second highest of his career. Remember, his MVP season, he had 5,000 yards. He had 50 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, right? He was sacked 26 times. This time, with less weapons, like I said, 5,200 yards. He was also able to, you know, get 41 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. This is who Patrick Mahomes is. He has never had more than 13 interceptions in any season. That just shows his greatness. When you look at efficiency numbers, it's similar to Aaron Rodgers. Go look at Aaron Rodgers and go see what Aaron Rodgers has been able to do efficiently between his touchdown to interception ratio, right? So, like I said, with having less weapons, man, this guy played even better. This year he had a career-high rushing. He's not a running quarterback, but he runs when he needs to. He had 58 yards rushing, and he had 4 rushing touchdowns. And for those who play fantasy in Dynasty, this is why Patrick Mahomes is the 101 in every single league. Everybody was thinking that Josh Allen has overtaken Patrick Mahomes, but that has not been the case. Patrick Mahomes is still that guy. And you can start to put him in that GOAT category. Yes, he still has some ways to go. But with this start to his career, in 5 years, I'm not going to count his rookie season that he came in for just one game, right? In 5 years, this guy has 24,000 yards passing. This guy has 192 touchdowns, 49 interceptions. If he keeps at this pace, what can he possibly accomplish 10 years from now? Those numbers could be amazing. 15 years in, those numbers could be amazing. So that's like, what, 10 more years from now, right? Mahomes will be, what, 37? What does his numbers look like? He has a chance to get to a couple more Super Bowls. I don't know if he can ever get to 7, but if he wins just one more or two more, you can put him in that GOAT category regardless of if Tom Brady has 7. Because if Tom Brady has 7, but Mahomes have come in and won maybe, let's say, 2 more, making it 4, and he's able to shatter every single record, passing record, touchdown numbers. I mean, in a lesser amount of playing time, you got to put him in that GOAT category, honestly. So it's going to be a debate 10 years from now. Who's the better quarterback, Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady? But it all depends on what they do, especially what they do moving forward. Let's go ahead and look at the rest of this offense. Let's go ahead and look at what was Patrick Mahomes literally working with this season. Let's go look at it. Travis Kelce was his number one target, 152 targets for 110 receiving, 110 receptions. Travis Kelce is just that good. He's a guy. He's a weapon, man. 1,300 yards receiving this year, 12 touchdowns. He is that dude. He's him. He is him. Juju Smith-Schuster, who I'm not a big fan of, he played well, 78 receptions, 933 yards, 3 touchdowns. If he can make Juju Smith-Schuster look this good and this relevant, just imagine what he looks like next year when they add better weapons that are better than Juju Smith-Schuster, weapons that are better than MVS. MVS is a guy that I've never really been a fan of, but he made him look good. 42 receptions, a little bit above 600 yards, 2 touchdowns, right? Jerick McKinnon, another castaway, another guy that was almost out of the league. 56 receptions, 512 yards receiving, 9 receiving touchdowns for Jerick McKinnon. Then you go down the list. Justin Houston, another reject, right? 15 receptions, 315 yards. I love the average there, 21 yards per catch. That's pretty good. 2 touchdowns. And then you got guys like Noah Gray, Miko Hardman, you know, a guy that was hurt, you know, up and down being hurt. So he's a guy that's leaving in free agency most likely. Sky Moore, you bring him in, high draft pick, high second round pick, does not perform to those capabilities. You then now trade your third round compensatory pick plus a sixth round pick, right, to go ahead and bring in a Kadarius Toney. You got people laughing. You got people saying, oh, Kadarius Toney, he can't be available. He's always hurt. Now, granted, he played 7 games. He did some things offensively and, you know, running the ball, things of that nature, right? He ran the ball, you know, 5 times for 59 yards in the score, right? Yeah, score. And then he also caught, you know, 14 receptions, 171 yards, 2 touchdowns. So he's a weapon. He's a guy that's going to get acclimated into this lineup. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, another guy. He's hurt. You know, he's been, you know, some consider him a bust. Then you have Pacheco. I mean, when you read off these casts, if I read off this cast to you before the season started, you would laugh at this group of weapons for Patrick Mahomes. But his greatness made it work. He spread it apart. He had guys who had from you know, 2 touchdowns to 9 touchdowns, a few touchdowns. He just spread. It was a spread offense. And if you had Travis Kelce in fantasy, you were really excited. You look at the running game. This is the first year that they actually had a legit running game. You had a guy like Pacheco who got more and more carries as the season went on. He ended up with 830 yards rushing. He had 5 rushing touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes pitched in, like I said, as a runner this year. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a big disappointment, a guy that they could move on from. Jerick McKinnon pitched in, but they're going to add another running back to this group. I'm just wanting to kind of get on here, give an overview of the game, my thoughts to the game. It was a great game. James Bradberry made a play that just blew everybody's minds, and the refs had to call that just to be fair. It was a great game. Chiefs are champions. Congratulations to the Chiefs and all the Chiefs fans. Great for them. And that's it, man. So it's on to the draft. It's on to free agency. Let's see what happens there. And then I'm gonna catch you guys on that next episode. I'm out. Peace.